Thank you, Deputy Speaker. On behalf of the SDLP, I raise in support of Amendments 74, 75 and 90. I agree with members across the House that we must act in the strongest possible terms to tackle the real issue, the scourge of drunk and drug driving in our community. Behind all the numbers, the statistics, the debate, this is very much a human story, because choices that have been made by individuals to get in behind the wheel of a vehicle whilst intoxicated under the influence of drugs or alcohol has forever changed the lives of countless families forever. And that's at the heart of this entire debate. There's a very, very simple question. Are we as an assembly doing enough to prevent tragedy before it happens? Can we do more? Are we doing enough to deter those from breaking the law, from acting so recklessly to put the lives of themselves, the others and themselves at risk? For too long, families that I have engaged with on this important issue have said no. Too often our laws and our enforcement models still operate after the damage has been done, after the collision, after the serious injury, and in many instances, unfortunately, after the death, and also after a family's world has entirely collapsed. The purpose of the law should not be simply to punish after a tragedy. The purpose of the law should be, where it can, protect human life. That is why these amendments do deserve strong consideration and, indeed, in my opinion, support. Amendment 74 would introduce powers for drugs testing at authorised checkpoints, and that means that police would be able to, under proper authorisation and safeguards, to require motorists stopped at checkpoints to cooperate with roadside drugs testing. It represents a significant shift from the current position, where testing is generally tied to suspicion and there's an element of discretion, often based on observation or signs of impairment, which isn't always reliable, dependent on the resilience of the individual in terms of intoxication. Now, under this particular change to the legislation, authorised operations could proactively screen drivers in designated circumstances, creating a more visible and consistent enforcement presence, and indeed adding to the necessary awareness that our police service is on the ball on this issue. Amendment 75 goes further and introduces a duty to administer preliminary tests where the legal conditions are, of course, met. Rather than leaving testing solely to discretion, it would establish a clear expectation that officers carry out roadside testing when statutory thresholds are satisfied. That creates greater consistency in enforcement, reduces the risk of missed interventions, and helps ensure that similar cases are treated in similar ways across different areas. These are important considerations, because what they recognise is that the current framework has its limitations and the cost is just too great. At present, much of the enforcement, as I've said, relies on observations, and often the police would have to have pulled you in, your impairment would need to be visible, or they'd need to have reasonable suspicion. So there's too many gaps in this, and unfortunately too many have fallen through the stools. These amendments would move the law towards earlier intervention also, and a more preventative model, which is what the PSNI and indeed countless families have campaigned for many, many years. One that identifies risk before harm occurs, rather than relying on evidence gathered after serious incidents have occurred. Drug driving is different because drug impairment is not always visible. Indeed, there's a wider education for our society generally to pick up on the signs of someone being intoxicated by drugs. Often under drugs, depending on what it is they've consumed, a person can appear quite calm, quite relaxed. They can appear normal. They can convince themselves that they're capable of driving in some instances. But judgment most certainly can be impaired, reaction time slowed, and decision-making also affected. And when that happens behind the wheel of a moving vehicle, the consequences can be and have been catastrophic. And I have said many times on the public record that any individual that gets behind the wheel of a car whilst under the influence of alcohol or intoxicated by drugs need to appreciate that that car very quickly becomes a weapon that has claimed countless lives and left others very seriously injured, and has profound consequences for the person responsible. We cannot continue to rely on hoping somebody appears to be impaired. These amendments move us away from that, and I have to say it is absolutely very welcome. The key is if these amendments come into effect in legislation, and if people know that they can be stopped and tested at authorised checkpoints, you'll find that it becomes a deterrent in itself, and often people will think twice before taking that reckless and unnecessary action. And let us be honest about another feeling. There remains dangerous attitudes among some drug driving. Some of the drug driving is somehow less dangerous than drink driving. And that needs to be challenged, and I think it needs to be challenged at the earliest possible stages. We need to be creating greater awareness of the dangers of getting behind the wheel of a vehicle whilst intoxicated, and we should be having those conversations with our young people at school age. Some believe that they can get away with drug driving because it's harder to detect, that it's easier to explain away, that because somebody is not visibly intoxicated, somehow the risk is lower. Well, very clearly this House has said, as have countless families that have suffered the worst possible consequences, that it's not. Impairment is impairment. And a family, all too often, many have, received a knock on the door. And the family receiving that knock on the door does not ask whether alcohol or drugs caused it. The outcome is the same. They've lost someone so very precious to them. Lives have been changed and families devastated. Before I focus on Amendment 90, I think it's important that I relate to something in my own constituency, a case that is very important and relates directly, and the Minister has very kindly mentioned this in the House, as had Ciara Ferguson earlier, and that's the case of Enda Dolan. And this is a human story. So if you imagine a young student, 18 years of age, from Killyclogher in Omagh, a few weeks into his attending university in Belfast, walking down up the Malone Road to his student accommodation, probably just off the phone to his parents, checking in. He was struck by a van driven by David Lee Stewart. And it turned out that the driver of the van was not only just drinking heavily, but also had a substantial amount of drugs in his system. He struck Enda and carried that young lad 800 yards on top of his vehicle before breaking and pulling his body from the van. Stewart was jailed, and rightly so. The family led a very powerful campaign, and the ears of the minister was there, as the previous justice minister as well. And they've been listened to, because they very clearly spoke out about how the system had failed them, how a young lad starting out his life, attending university, trying to improve his circumstances, seek out opportunities, was struck down through no fault of his own. Enda did not have a choice, but the driver of that van did. When he attended the licensed premises that he was in, he made the choice to drink 13 alcoholic beverages, multiple pints, shots and spirits. He made the choice to have a cocktail of drugs in his system, including traces of cocaine, benzodiazepines, cannabis and other things. He made that choice when he got into that van and drove down that road. He may not have intended to hit anybody, and certainly probably not intended to take the life of Enda Dolan, but those were the consequences of his reckless, selfish action. And that is the human story. That is why this legislation is important. That is why these amendments are important. And that is why the sentencing bill, which will be brought forward by the Justice Minister, Noomi Long, is also important. It will save lives. But there's also a wider amount of work that we must do to create greater awareness amongst our population about the very serious consequences of getting in to any vehicle when you aren't in control. You can't bring Enda Dolan back. You can't bring Jaden Rice back, and the countless other families, many in my own constituency, who have spoken to me about how they feel the system failed them. In terms of the legislation, in terms of the law, when this case eventually got to court, the perpetrator was sentenced to 7 years. 3.5 would be served in jail and 3.5 on license. The family, absolutely furious, raised the case, rightly so. They raised the legitimate point. Enda didn't have a choice. David Lee Stewart did. And at the Court of Appeal, it was decided to increase what was originally an unduly lenient sentence, and ultimately the Dolans felt their voices were heard, and there was public outrage. But to supplement these important changes that are in this Justice Bill, the Sentencing Bill will be critical to ensure an increase in the relevant sentences for those who cause a death or serious injury as a result of driving whilst under the influence of drugs or alcohol. I want to pay tribute to the Dolan family because they've waited a very long time for pieces of legislation such as this. And it is positive. This is what can come about when members of this House work together, go through the necessary processes, and ultimately create what will be life-changing legislation at the end. In terms of Amendment 90, I thank my colleague and others for bringing it forward. It too is a very important amendment and has my full support. I live in a rural constituency, I represent a rural constituency, and I have to say, whilst I'm very aware of e-scooters and the dangers they pose, we don't see the same concentration of them as some of the more urban centres around Belfast and other areas. But I am aware, I see young fellows in particular going out on country roads where it's dangerous to walk, let alone take one of these e-scooters that is exceptionally speedy. I couldn't believe, actually, when I'd witnessed it. And it is important that we more generally, more widely, and specific to what I've said, create greater awareness amongst our young people about the very real need to be conscious of the dangers of our roads. And for that, I ask the House to support all three of the amendments. Thank you.